Good morning, Andrews and Arnold.
Oh, good morning. I'm calling from the Office for National Statistics. Is it possible to speak to Mr. Alex Bloor, please?
That's me.
Oh, hello, Alex. We sent out a monthly business survey form to the company.
Oh, sorry, a monthly?
Monthly business survey form.
All right.
And it's for June. We've not had any response from it, so basically I'm calling today to check the form has been received.
No,
is the address Enterprise Court, Downmill Road, Bracknell?
Yeah, no, that's all correct. Two things. One is, no, I haven't seen that. But the second thing is, maybe around 6-8 months ago, we were told we wouldn't be surveyed anymore because we'd done like a year of it. So we wouldn't. That would be it then for a while. So are you sure it's right that we would have been sent one at all?
Cause, I mean, yes, it's the first time that you've been selected for this particular survey.
Oh, I see. So there are multiple
surveys. It's a monthly, yes. Yes.
Okay.
This is a monthly business survey, and as
so
I say, it's the first one you've received.
Yeah,
you've been selected from a comprehensive list of all businesses in the UK that are registered for VAT and PAYE.
Oh.
This is how you come into selection for the surveys.
Is it a big thing? You're going to have to send me...
No, it's basically where we ask for the turnover figure for the month. So I'm just going to have a look to see how long you're on rotation with this one.
Are we even turnover defined as presumably ex VAT and
yeah, rounded off to the nearest
income through the bank or invoice total?
The income that you receive, rounded off to the nearest thousand,
so
and excluding VAT.
So actual bank income, not invoice total.
The
so
actual income, yeah.
You're talking about cash turnover, effectively.
All the income, yes, that you would receive for the month.
No, but you can define income as total invoiced during that month because that instantly becomes an asset. So
yeah, but the figure we want is the amount that you've actually received.
Banked. Okay.
Into the company.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I should obviously be able to... it's a bit tricky because we get paid in several different ways. We obviously get money in via direct debit. We also get money in via occasional credit card payments. And we also have faxes sent straight to our bank account.
Yeah. Do you want me to leave a telephone number and a reference number for you to call back once it's all been calculated?
Haven't seen the this. Is it just one question then?
It's just the turnover figure we have. Every third month, or it may be for June, let me just see if it's on yours for June. Every third month, we'll ask for the headcount of employees, but that doesn't apply to all companies,
okay.
So I'm just checking on that one for you.
Let me just ask.
Yeah, it is just the turnover figure that we require.
Well, no, again, turnover, so that's not how I would define turnover. I would define turnover as... how much has a company invoiced? And HM Revenue and Customs actually would also define turnover as amount invoiced.
Yeah, the amount that we ask for is all the income that you've received. That's the turnover figure that we need.
So that's not what would normally be meant by turnover.
But on our forms, that is the turnover figure that we ask for, all the income that's been received by the company.
Okay. Give me one sec, because I might be able to. There might be a quick. I mean, would you accept an answer now on the phone?
Yeah, because I can put the figure on the system for you.
Right.
Then.
Well, let me just one sec. Let me just ask my colleague who's the head of accounts. I'll see whether he, because I can. It might be easier just for me to answer this now if I can. Two ticks. I'm just going to put you on hold real briefly, but I'll be back within 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there might be an easy way. Let me just, because there's probably only one person who can get that figure, but if they can, it'll be 2 seconds, literally. Which month would you need it for?
It's June. It's the one for June I'm calling about today. Did you say you need to contact another person regarding this?
Well, no, the thing is, we're all on an internal chat system all the time. So when I say I need to contact them, I'm literally just, a message will appear on their screen immediately. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you would have to wait for them to look into it, wouldn't you? So could I leave a telephone number and ask you to give us a call back, please?
Yeah, all right, sure. Do you need to send me out the form again, or if I just ring you back and give you the information?
Yeah, if you're happy to just give it over the telephone, we won't bother sending out a form.
No, that's fine.
It'll all be on the system It'll all be updated.
Totally.
All right, so it's 0300.
Okay.
1234.
300. 1234, yeah. 914. Okay. Is there a reference number for that?
The reference number that will need to be quoted, please, is 4990.
4990.
3240.
3240.
279. Okay.
Okay. That's fine.
So that'll be a call back sometime today, will it, Alex, with the turnover figure for June?
I don't know, to be honest, because I don't know how.
All right.
I mean, I could easily tell you how much we'd invoiced. In other words, the normal HMRC definition. But it might be a bit tricky because we've got multiple bank accounts and, you know, multiple sources of income. So it would involve some work to come up with that. Out of interest, why is the ONS interested in that weird definition of turnover? It's quite a strange turnover. It's quite a strange way.
It's what we've always asked for. Nobody else has really asked that question and said that it's strange.
In that case, I would suspect almost everyone who's responding to it is giving you the wrong number.
No, they're not, because we do check it is the total amount that they've received, the total income they've received.
The actual cash in the bank?
The income that the company has received.
As in cash in the bank, though?
Well, yeah, all income received for that particular month.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you.
Right.
I'll try and get back to you today, but like I say, it's a bit of an odd... Like, I've just had a reply from the only person who would be able to generate that. So what I said was, is there an easy way to find out income for a month, June 2017? And he said, for 1 month, as in sales turnover. And I said, no, income into the bank, as in cash. And he said, what, money in? Not even invoice total. So even he's finding it weird that this is the question that's being asked.
Yeah, it's the income received by the company. That's the total we ask for.
Yeah, that's
okay,
a really
Alex.
Unusual question.
Yeah,
okay, sure. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.